Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-ba. Hey, welcome to Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but I'll try to be delightful. Anyway, I have some new stuff to play today. Hopefully, have a fun time. Everybody stay safe. Drive safe, hopefully. If you're listening to me on phone, I'm Jack Hoffman. With Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. As always, first one in. She's listening via phone. I'm going to open up the chat room. You can join Blog Talk Radio to be a part of our chat room if you like. It's always fun. How about a little starting our day with Aniki from Australia?
sound you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new .45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
The opening of the new German opera season at Covent Garden, and here is a preview of what you will be seeing.
In a little town where I'm a fabulous fellow, he's the leader of the village choir, and his voice is warm and mellow. He drives a fruit cart around the street and everybody knows it. He doesn't sing or rave about his fruit, he simply blows it. Doing it all day long. It's better than any song. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together, let it go. It suddenly comes to say, hear him say, hey, fruit in season plenty, there is apples, plums, and the old raspberries. It's a special day. Every Friday night when work is done, he never wastes a minute. To the village hall he hurries round, where he sings just like a linnet. To hear him blow a melody, it's great, you can't deny it. And if you've nothing else to do, I'd like you all to try it.
ready and do it now. It's easy when you know how. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together, let it go. It certainly comes to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, don't he laugh so far, me rey, no. Everything is fresh today.
Drink of rum.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Lift 6 foot,
hold
seven
it,
foot, eight
hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
Too loud, man, too loud.
6 foot, seven
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it,
foot,
hold it, man.
Punch.
My ears, like my ears.
Day.
No, hold it, man.
Day.
Too shrill, man, it's too piercing.
Well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole...
piercing.
...record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't
no,
shout.
I'm
no,
I'm cutting, man,
no.
Like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, no, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off of me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay? How's this? Day-o!
Too loud, man.
Day-o.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay. Day-o.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hey, beautiful man, shove ripe banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight
come. Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy. I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
That was Stan Friedberg, and before that we had Stan Friedberg and also Spike Milligan, so we're just mixing it up today. Chuck Skull's in the chat room. Hello, Chuck Skull. Chuck Skull, Blog Talk Radio, American Patriot. Bill in the Pickle Barrel, Chuck Skull's Golden Age of Radio. Chuck Skull, 10 a.m. Saturdays, Golden Age Radio. And your other show, I believe, is 11 a.m. Monday through Fridays on Block Talk Radio, am I right? Maybe close. I know, Chuck. Thank you for stopping by. I know you have to go set up your show. I know how that is. No problem. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. And this week, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., will feature February 3rd, Love Songs on Film. Wow, what a way to set the mood for Valentine's Day. You're going to listen to some great movie songs, okay, like Judy Garland, Tony Bambino, Rita Graham, Debbie Reynolds, our favorite, Marilyn Monroe, Mickey Rooney, Alice Faye, Lucy Arnaz. Okay, you can join in the fun by listening and joining the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Speaking of shout-outs that I'm doing right now, my shout-out spot, opening world premiere rock musical, Out of My Comfort Zone, the Children's Acting Academy presents. Books and lyrics by music by Ivy Vale, music by Rick Ryle, directed by Mimi Stewart and Ivy Vale. So it's a cast of 15 young performers in a new rock musical with anti-bullying and LGBTQ themes. That'll be February 5th through the 8th, six performances only, Thursday through Saturday at 7:30, Saturday at 3:30, Sunday at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the American Theater of Actors, Chernuchin Theater, 314 West 54th Street, New York. All right, so tickets are $24. You can visit SmartTix beginning January 5th. Well, January 5th, it's already started. You can order your ticket now, in other words. Why don't we just say it that way? Anyway, I hear this is going to be a very good show, so you want to go check out Out of My Comfort Zone, the world premiere rock musical, February 5th through the 8th. Only six performances, people, American Theater of Actors, Chernuchin Theater, 314 West 54th Street. I'm sure if you Google Out of My Comfort Zone 2, you'll find more information. So I found some great videos today, too. I was online, just happened to accidentally find them, and that was fun, finding them, too. Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah!
Always fun, and we'll check that out. Okay. Very funny, my chat room. My chat room is very funny. Speaking of very funny, I love my friend Tom Carosa. Let's go to Spotlight on Yodley.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Spotlight on Yodeling. Tonight, we've got a lot of great guests here tonight. We've got a lot of great groups. Let me introduce our critics for tonight. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Teddy Ruxpin. I'm from Mahwah, New Jersey, and I'm here at the yodeling competition because I teach yodeling at the New Wave School of Outer Technology.
Teddy, good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Inside yodeling joke.
Oh.
And you're
yeah. Yeah, I am Olga Uven.
Olga.
Yeah, for sure. I am working at the post office in Gnula, Switzerland.
Well, boy, it's good to have you all here. All right, let's all give a little bit of the ear to a listen to Vladimir and the Kielbasis.
Okay, they are next.
They are coming up next. Vladimir and the Kielbasis. Here they come, everybody.
Yeah.
Very good. You pass me one of those wax granola bars? I'm a little hungry. Oh, well, now look at that. For a quintet, they have six people. Isn't that against the rules?
Well, they had seven, but they lost one. All right, let's just critique the lyrics right now at this point.
Okay, let's listen for a second. Good lyrics.
Good lyrics.
Yeah.
They very good.
They go very well with the music.
Very poetic, almost like Edgar Allan Poe.
It will be too strong on the tuba section.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. That's Vladimir and the Kielbasis.
You know, I'm really quite anxious to hear that group called Squid Pudding.
Well, here they are. Squid Pudding. You no longer have to ask for it. Here it is, my friend.
Ooh.
Oh, they're playing Mom's Bedroom.
The Mom's Bedroom, which is
one of my favorite.
My toes are tapsking now.
Classic polka dance, Mom's Bedroom, was first written in 1912 by Vladimir Ostapovich,
then revised by Gershwin.
Yes, and now the squid pudding is doing a wonderful rendition. Oh, there it is.
Beautiful.
The yori-yori-yori-yori-yoris are coming through so clear and crisply.
Can I have one of those wax granola bars?
Here you go.
It's a little bit too much.
You light them, you can read by them at night.
Okay, let's get it.
Very good. All right. I just skid right off the stage there. We've got a...
The post office workers who are on strike have assembled a little group here that we think is very demonstrative.
I think it's very good.
Political, it's important. The post office workers call themselves the spiders.
Spider.
I perform with them.
Do you really?
Well, really? Have a wax granola bar.
Okay, Olga,
I cannot do it before I
start. Okay, Olga's leaving the witness stand here, the judge
good
stand.
Good luck, Olga.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here we go with Spider, the post office workers on strike.
I cannot wait to hear this. Here we go.
There she is.
Oh, she's beautiful. Let me explain the lyrics here.
Okay.
This is a very quaint folk tale. It is about how the wolf meets the squirrel in the tree. Now the squirrel is throwing nuts at the wolf. You can see the nuts falling.
I didn't know Olga was so talented.
Yes, she's very good. She's doing the beaver part now. You hear her?
Oh, she makes a very good beaver.
She does. Oh, but this is when it gets sad, as you can hear now.
Oh, because
we're getting into a melancholy minor key thing going on here. The tree just fell.
Look at the man! Very good!
We are not finished!
That's okay, we only have time for a few seconds on each entry here, Olga. You knew that.
You knew that was the Ruskies when you got into the old spotlight on your show. All right, I don't want to play favorites, but it comes time for the vote. All right, Teddy, who would you pick?
I think I'm going to stick with the squid pudding's rendition of Mom's Bedroom. That was my favorite piece.
All right, and Olga?
Oh, I have to go with my group, the post office.
Hold on, wait. Yeah. Just a minute, you mean I am the tiebreaker?
You will not be coming to my room if you don't vote for you-know-who.
Okay, so I think you
better... Spider, the post office workers! I am no fool.
I am never leaving Wisconsin again. I don't know why I even came to Bavaria.
Have a wax granola bar and forget about it.
Thank you. He's up before the farmers, and by sunset he's in bed. He drives a diesel hatchback, and his vote is always red. He writes in Hebrew, French, and Greek, and Latin, pig or not. My dad is a badass. He smokes for 30 years, and quit cold turkey like a boss. He eats raw onions every day, and don't forget to floss. He saves more souls than I corrupt, and walks faster than I drive. My dad is a badass. In his 30s, college basketball was a perfect night at home, with a six-pack of Milwaukee's best and a couple cheese tombstones. Now he's all about talk radio and Brussels sprouts and tea. Yeah, my dad is a badass. Drive dust. He's a black belt on piano, and he'll always have my trust. He rescues kittens, won't wear mittens, collects old copper coins. My dad is a badass. Yeah, my dad is a badass.
James Tristan Redding. You can find him on Facebook, James Tristan Redding. Before that was Michael Schaefer. You can find him on Facebook as well. And, wow, time goes when you're having a good show. It just flies. Speaking of good shows, you want to check out Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You want to check up Kat Vecchione, because she'll be 8 p.m. Eastern Time, World Talk Rock Report with Chuck Skull. So you want to check her out. Chuck Skull was on and off, and he's Saturdays at 10 a.m. with the Golden Age of Radio, and I think Mondays through Fridays at 11 a.m. with Patriot. Just check out Chuck Skull. So many people to remember what their shows are, but I try. George Bentinger, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Wow, time just zips by, doesn't it? But we have a good time, and that's all that really matters. Okay, what? 90 seconds, the English lady is telling me. 90 seconds, okay. So we're going to go out with a little Susie, Elemental Wizard. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's sit back in your chairs and clap a little. We'll do a little exercise here. Forward. Back. What's that dance they always do at the wedding? The electric slide. This is the electric sit. You're sitting. Don't forget to go check out Out of My Comfort Zone, world premiere of a rock musical. That will be at the American Theater of Actors, Chernuchin Theater, 314 West 54th Street, New York. Out of My Comfort Zone. Book and lyrics by Ivy Vale, music by Rick Ryle. I hope I said his name right. Directed by Mimi Stewart and Ivy Vale. Cast of 15 teenagers performing. Want to check this out? Looks pretty good. Okay, are we doing the electric slide in our chair? That's my lazy. My lazy exercise plan. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Go check it out. Buy one song, buy them all. Have a good time. I'm having a good time right now. All righty.